Hello, everyone. I'm in my daddy's car, waiting for him to come and get me. He's taking me to a party. Can you hear the music outside? I thought I'd make this recording for you while I waited. Daddy likes it when I make recordings like this. When I tell stories about me and my daddy so everyone on the internet can listen. Don't worry though, he's not really my daddy. He just likes it when I call him that. My real daddy left home when I was 18, and my mom, she kicked me out when I was 19. She said I was useless and she called me a whore. I didn't graduate high school and I couldn't find a job. She said I spent too much time with guys. She got mad because I spent all the money she gave me on clothes and makeup so the guys would like me. She said that I might as well go out and be a whore because that's all I'm good for. So she kicked me out. I started working at this fast food place because I couldn't find anything else. And that's when I found my new daddy. He came in and he looked at me behind the counter. And I just couldn't take my eyes off him. It was magic. He knew what to do. He knew exactly what I was from the very beginning, before I did. At first, he fucked me. He would pick me up after my shift at work. He brought me to a cheap hotel and he made me shower so I didn't stink like cheap hamburgers. And then he fucked me. He would pick me up from work and fuck me every couple days. I guess he was trying to see if he liked me, if he could tolerate me. Because after a couple weeks, he told me he could be my daddy. He said he didn't want me to work fast food anymore because it made me stink. And the thing is, I wasn't very good at it anyway. I was only keeping the job because, well, the manager was fucking me too. So I decided to quit, and he became my daddy. I moved in with him, and he paid for all my clothes and my makeup so I could look pretty. But, well, then I got bored. I wanted to fuck other guys, so I did. And Daddy found out, and he was mad. So he spanked me. He said I was a bad girl, and he spanked me. I told him I was sorry. I told him I wanted to stay with him because I love my daddy. He said I was useless and he called me a whore, just like mom did. He said I was pretty, but stupid. And he understood why my mom kicked me out. I begged him to let me stay. And he said I could, but things would have to be different. He said he couldn't think of any other use for me except for fucking. So he turned me into a whore. He set up a room at a cheap hotel, and other guys paid him so they could fuck me. And I wanted to be his whore. I wanted to get fucked. I wanted to be useful for my daddy. But the guys who fucked me, they didn't like me. They thought I was pretty, but stupid. Like, I didn't do it right. They said I was overpriced. They told Daddy I was a needy cunt with small tits who only cared about what she wanted. That made Daddy mad. And so, Daddy spanked me. He spanked me really hard for being a useless whore. And when Daddy spanked me and called me a bad girl and a useless whore, I came like a useless little whore for my daddy. And that's when Daddy realized what I really was. I wasn't a whore. I was a hole. I was a hole with no brains. I was selfish and stupid, and I only cared about getting cock stuffed up my hole. That's what my daddy told me. That's what he told me I was. Well, he spanked me and made me come. And you know what? He was right. Daddy decided to keep fucking me after that. But he stopped trying to whore me out. He said I wasn't good enough to be a whore. He said I could stay with him, but things would have to be different. Instead of nice clothes, he would only buy me discount skimpy slut clothes from thrift stores, or when I begged him, cheap sex outfits from adult stores. Instead of buying me expensive cute shoes from the mall, he would only buy me cheap plastic stripper heels from a discount warehouse online. He said, since I couldn't be a good whore for him, that's all he could afford. It was all I deserved. He said I didn't deserve panties or bras. He said, since I was a fuckhole, I should be easy to access anyway. And now, I'm really happy because my daddy knows how to treat me. He knows what to do with me. He knows what I'm good for. He tolerates me. Even though I'm a useless fuckhole. And you know what? He likes it when I make these recordings and post them online for everyone to listen to. He likes it when I tell everyone stories about how I became a useless fuckhole for my daddy. He plays them through the speakers at home and in the car and makes me listen to them while he fucks me. He fucks me while he listens to me tell the internet what a useless fuckhole I am. So, right now, I'm in Daddy's car. My fingers are in my cunts, and I'm making a mess on Daddy's seat. Daddy's gonna be mad. He might spank me, but I can't help it. I like being a bad girl. I like it when Daddy spanks me. Daddy's inside. He's inside the frat house. Can you hear the music? He's gonna come get me soon. And he's gonna take me into the party. Do you guys want to know what I'm wearing? I think Daddy would want me to tell you. When I was getting ready before, when I was putting on my makeup, Daddy told me to take off my clothes. He told me that I didn't deserve clothes tonight. And when I took them off, when I took off my clothes for Daddy, he fucked me. He fucked me right there in his bathroom. After he finished inside me, he told me to stay there, bent over the sink, staring at myself in the mirror, and he'd be right back. And he came back with some magic markers. A black marker and a red marker. He wrote something in big black letters on my back. I don't know what it says. He said it wasn't for fuckholes like me to know. And then he told me to turn around. He told me to sit on the counter and spread my legs. And he drew an arrow toward my pussy on my right inner thigh and wrote "open cock sleeve" in big black letters. On my left thigh, he drew another arrow toward my pussy and wrote "come dump, return full" in big red letters. And then above my right nipple, he wrote "free grope me." And just above my pussy, which I had just shaved, he drew a third arrow ending right above my clit, and he wrote "public rape slit." And on my chest, above my left breast, he wrote "daddy's dumb fuckhole." And then when he finished writing on me and his cum was leaking out of my cunt, he took pictures of me with my phone and he told me to post them on Reddit. So I did. Maybe some of you already saw them. If not, you can go to my sub. And then he put a collar around my neck. A dog collar he bought at the pet store. And a leash. And he made me crawl like that out to his car. And then he drove me here. And here I am. So that's how I'm dressed. That's what I'm wearing. Daddy's inside now. He's telling the guys how to treat me. He's telling them how to use me. He's telling them what I'm good for. I want to go to that party. Mm-hmm. I want to be a good fuckhole at the party. My daddy's doing his best to make me useful. He knows what to do with me. He knows how to treat me. I wonder how many guys will be there. How many cocks will fill up my cum dump? I wonder what daddy wrote on my back. Maybe the guys will tell me. I want to be good for daddy. I want to be a pretty, useful hole for my daddy. He's gonna make me crawl inside. And he's gonna put my holes to good use. Oh, God. Oh, I want to get fucked. I want them to fill my cum dump. I want them to use my rape slit until they're finished. I need to come. I can't help it. I'm a selfish, greedy little fuckhole, just like daddy says. Daddy's gonna be so mad. He's gonna spank me. Oh, but I want him to. I want him to spank me in front of the frat guys so everyone can see I've been a bad girl. I want to get dirty again. I want to stink like cum so daddy will make me take a shower. Oh, God. Oh, I want to be their cock sleeve. That's all I am. It's all I'm good for. I want to be useful for my daddy. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm a dumb, useless little fuck. God. I think they're almost ready for me. Oh, God. They're looking at me. The frat guys are looking at me. I think they see my groupmate through the window. I better go. I'm gonna post this now, and by the time you hear it, I'll be the cock sleeve at the frat party. Okay, thanks for listening. Remember to comment, because Danny likes to read your comments on my audios. Sometimes he makes me read them while he fucks me. Thank you for helping me be useful. Bye.